bails off that Brahma bull. He's up and over the fence. Great rodeo action here today. Next up, hailing from Waco, Texas, Buck McPherson.
All right, Buck, you go ahead and ride that bull.
One angry Brahma bull.
Hi, Cliff.
Hey, hon. How you doing?
You remember my friend Barbara, the dressmaker?
Hello, Cliff.
Hello, my lady.
Oh, so good.
Cliff, could you watch this downstairs, please? Barbara just finished my dress and I want to try it on.
Yeah, well, I just want to watch Buck ride the bull, dear.
Give me this. By the time I get it on, he'll be out of here.
Well, why can't I stay up here and see the dress?
Because I want to surprise you when I wear it to the hospital benefit on Saturday night.
Yeah, but honey, I've seen that dress already.
You think you've seen that dress? I've just covered it in smashing gold beads. Listen to Claire hit the road.
Buck is down.
Goodbye, Cliff.
That was a Jim Dandy of a ride. Let's watch it one more time in slow motion.
I've always wondered about the fascination American men have with riding bulls. Very curious.
Well, see, you wouldn't understand because you're from England. You all chase after the foxes. Why can't I stay in and see the dress?
You want to see the dress wearing those clothes?
What's the matter with these clothes?
Your wife is about to walk out of that door in a spectacular outfit. What you're wearing is perfectly acceptable if you were going to a dance in a men's locker room.
Well, I hope the dress is as sharp as your wit.
It is.
I'm going downstairs to have a spot of tea and kippered herring. On chitterlings.
<Ooh. laughs> All right, Dan, you can come out now.
Barbara, when you put these gold beads on this dress, did you do anything else to it?
No, why?
I don't know, I can't get it to zip up. When I put it on 4 months ago, it fit just fine, but...
What? The dress is the same size. Perhaps you're not.
Please, there's no way I could have gained that much weight. The zipper probably just needs some wax. Come on, help me get it up, please.
All right, exhale. Could you exhale a little further? It won't go any further.
How much weight do you think I have to lose to get into this dress?
Well, if you lost 3 pounds, you could get into it. If you lost 5 pounds, you could get into it and walk. When is this hospital benefit?
Next Saturday.
Oh, darling, you're telling me you can lose 5 pounds in 6 days?
Yeah, if I diet and exercise, I can lose 5 pounds in 6 days and never know anything about it.
Why? He'd be very supportive about you trying to lose this weight. He's a very sensitive man.
Yeah, that's what you think, because you don't know him. See, I've been after him for 10 years about his weight. I finally get him to the point where he looks good, and then I can't get into this dress, child. I'll never get the end of it. So this is going to stay within these four walls. You got that?
Mum's the word.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi. Haven't seen you in this class before.
Never came before. Just started coming. I'm going to get myself in shape.
I think you're going to like this class. We have some very nice teachers.
Good.
There's only one you have to watch out for. Emma Newhouse. She wears this leopard headband. Emma is the meanest thing on 2 feet. The woman gets pleasure out of making you suffer. We have a nickname for her.
Captain Bone Crusher.
Well, okay. I'm so glad you could be here today. Come on, baby. Stretch it, stretch it. There we go.
Good afternoon, all you sagging hunks of flesh. I can see you've been munching those chocolate bun buns and licking that gourmet ice cream. And looks like some of y'all have been going back for seconds. Remember how you've been saying, I'll enjoy it now and pay later. Let me introduce myself. I'm later. Up on your feet, ladies. Breathe in. And stretch. And stretch. And down. And lunge. Come on, Kay. Come on, baby. Work it. And up. Again. And stretch it. Come on. Stretch it. And down. And lunge. Come on. Work that thigh. Work that thigh. Down. And up. Come on, ladies. You paid to be here, so let's work it. You've got to burn
leotard.
Who, me?
Yeah, baby. Come on, get the knees up. Up, up. I saw that. Don't be rolling your eyes at me. I'm not the one whose thighs got a mind of their own looking like two pigs in a blanket. All those potato chips around your waist. Come on. Oh, you didn't like that.
Yeah, come on, show me. Show me. Show me. Take me to the river.
To your left. Everybody, keep going. You're going to be one of my special students. Come on, everybody. I want y'all to watch Fantasia jump. Come on.
Are you sure you're okay?
Uh-huh. I'm just taking a breather.
Don't worry. This is what everybody feels like after a first class with Emma. You'll be fine. In about a month.
Thanks a lot.
Anyone left in this room automatically has to take my next class. I knew that'd get you.
I would love to stay and take your next class. Unfortunately, I have an appointment.
An appointment where? At the Dairy Queen?
Excuse me, I paid for the exercise, but not for the abuse.
The abuse is free. You see, I know your type. You're one of those rich ladies that comes in here to lose weight just so she can fit into some fancy new dress.
Well, that shows you how much you know. The dress is not new. It's old.
Well, how much weight do you need to lose?
5 pounds in 6 days.
5 pounds in 6 days? Honey, those are the miracles you pray for. Get down on your knees now.
Now, you wait a minute. It is very important to me that I get into this dress, and whatever I have to do, I am willing to do it. I might need a little personal help. So, would you like to be my trainer?
I'm not getting involved with a woman who has no self-control.
I have self-control.
You'd have to exercise 4 hours a day.
I'll exercise 5 hours a day.
You'll have to go on a very strict diet.
The stricter, the better.
You'll eat 3.5 ounces of protein, 1.5 cups of fresh vegetables, no salt, no sugar, and 10 glasses of distilled water.
That's pretty strict.
You got a problem with that?
No, because I'm a good dieter, as long as I can splurge once. I mean, one night. Come on, I got a weakness for Mexican food. You know quesadillas, guacamole.
You see, guacamole, but I knew it. No self-control.
Forget about the Mexican food, all right? Now, whatever the diet and whatever the exercise, you just bring it on, because I am here to work. And I'm going to look so good when we're finished. I'm going to make my own video, the Claire Huxtable Workout. And I'm not going to give you a copy. You're going to have to buy your own.
Well, hold on now. Take that jacket off. My next class is about to start.
Okay. Okay, so where is everybody?
You're it. Come on. Come on. Come on, honey. Show me something. And work it. And knees up.
Hey, come on.
Dinner smells delicious.
Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah, Dad. Usually we go out for Mexican food. Oh, this is going to be even better than what we get at El Grande Restaurant.
Mike.
Dad, we even made guacamole and quesadillas. Mom's favorite. She's going to love you for this.
I had your mother in mind when I made this decision.
My little flower. Gang, rang, rang, gang, gang, rang, rang, gang, gang, rang. What do you smell? Coming from the kitchen. Ha!
Ooh.
What is it?
Mexican food.
See, I want you to know that in honor of being your husband, I love you so much, I decided to recreate the entire menu of El Grande Restaurante. I am making the Conchitos Los Vitos El Grande meal for you. I am taking the pork from the pig that was killed while it was alive. I have diced it so fine. Put it on the skillet with the butter. 2-3 pounds of butter. You could hear. And then took a jalapeno pepper. Hung, rung, rung, hung, hung, rung. Threw it into the grease and pulled it out right away. 2-second jalapeno pepper in the butter with the oink flesh sizzling and cracking. Oh, my goodness, I said, my wife loves this meal. She said, oh, Cliff, this restaurant is out of this world. And so I have it for you, my dear. What do you say?
I am not hungry.
What? But listen, I made guacamole. I made with my own hands from the same recipe of the man who gave it to me. This man who made the tortillas, 107 years old, ground the corn with his own knuckles. He ground the corn so fine to make the tortilla and then to put on the tortilla some double Monterey Jack cheese to melt over them. What say you, my love?
I'm not hungry.
You say? What? I have made a guacamole sauce for you. Guacamole. The avocados were handheld on the plane by Mrs. Molly herself, who brought the guacas and said, please, Dr. Huxtable, make these for your beautiful wife. What say you? What say you? What say you?
I'm going to go to my room and have a carrot.
What? Say you a carrot? Well, okay. Hey, kids, get ready for some Mexican food.
Yeah!
Push, push, push.
It's all right, Cliff.
Huh?
It's okay, honey. It's just a little leg cramp. It's okay now.
Okay.
Go back to sleep.
I don't know what that was.
I know.
Hey, what's going on? What are you doing? What's the matter, dear? Dear, what? Oh, oh, okay. Crap. Yes, yes. No, let me straighten it out, honey. I got to straighten it out. Come on, I got to straighten it out. There you go. Now, that should feel better.
This is fine.
Huh?
Fine. Don't touch
it. No, I'm not doing it.
Please,
I haven't done a thing. I know you're fine.
Thank you.
I haven't done a thing.
I'm okay.
All right. Okay.
I really am.
Just
I'm
go
okay
ahead.
Now.
Just lay here.
I'm
all
fine.
Right. Fine. You okay?
I'm fine.
Maybe you let me just rub it.
No, 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 don't touch it. It's fine.
You've never had this before.
It's okay.
I don't
it's all right.
You having this. You all right?
I'm fine.
Where are you going?
To the bathroom.
Bathroom.
Yeah.
Right.
See?
Okay.
Just have to walk on it. Be a little careful.
Okay, okay, you all right?
Please don't touch me.
Huh?
Please just leave me.
Yeah, well.
Please.
What has happened to you? How did you get like this?
Mrs. Maytown for ridiculous questions.
I'm sorry. All right, now, come on, let's get up.
No, huh? I think I'm going to sleep right here. You just throw some cover on me. I'll be fine.
All right, dear. We'll do that. Just throw some covers over here, and we'll... This will be fun, just like we're camping out.
Just don't touch me.
No, I won't touch you. Just like we're camping out.
Come on, Claire, come on. One more lap around the counter. That's it. Go for the goal, girl. Push it, push it, pump it. All right, take a break. It's lunchtime. Food. Oh, I have these beautiful salads I prepared. Claire, you're doing so beautifully, baby. By tomorrow, you're going to be able to jog that last mile. And before you know it, that weight's just going to come flying off. And I have a special treat for the both of us today. Croutons.
Croutons.
Yes, croutons. Some for you and the rest for me. Bon appetit.
Don't touch that salad. What's the matter? I have 5 croutons and you have 7. Dear, I'm not the one that has to lose 3 more pounds. I want my crouton, I say. All right. Look. I'll take 2 out of my salad. I'll throw them away. Then we'll both be even.
You are not going to throw away my crouton.
You don't do it. You have to.
Look. Now look what you did. Now neither one of us gets to eat them.
Want to bet?
Yes, it's 5 o'clock in the morning, and you're supposed to be at the hospital delivering twins.
I delivered them already.
Well, go back and get some more. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking that I came down here to eat all this up. Well, you're wrong.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't want it to spoil, so I came down here to cook it up. Shut up. Now, I had one bite, but that's all.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you know that I wasn't cooking it for you?
Because...
Shut up. You don't have to worry about me. I have self-control. It's you we have to worry about. So don't you be down here eating up this food. Now there, I've cooked it up, I've turned it off, and I've put it back. And I am going to bed hungry. And I do hope you're satisfied. Shut up.
Come on, dear. We're going to be late for the benefit now.
No, we're not, because I'm not going.
What do you mean you're not going?
I have nothing to wear.
Okay, listen. I understand what this is all about. You gained some weight, so don't ask me how I found out, but I know you can't fit into that dress that Barbara made, okay? So it's not the end of the world, okay?
What do you know about anything?
I know that you have many dresses in that closet that you can get into, and you look beautiful in all of them. Now, put on the pink chiffon strapless thing.
No.
Well, put on that red thing with the back cut all the way back where you said when you wore it, you were a red hot mama.
No.
Okay, what about the green thing all the way up to the neck with the little bow in the back?
You see, I don't even have a dress like that. That's your mother's dress.
Well, go get it from her.
Cliff, I'm not going.
Look,
You are going. I'm sick of this now. You just because you're a grandmother and you're uptight about fitting into some dress, I'm telling you that I'm tired. Now, you're going to put on something, and I don't care else. I'm tearing this door down now.
Are you ordering me to do something?
If you see this door fall down, you'll know.
All right, let's not get vicious.
Well, come on. We'll go, sir. Why don't you? Look at you.
Look carefully, dear. Ooh. Notice that I am not wearing artificial supports.
No.
And I can breathe.
You're kidding.
And I can move.
I hope so.
And I can do any dance. You fling at me.
Oh, I believe we want to kiss you.
No. I'm going to mess up my makeup.
Come
on.
I'm not going to mess up. I'm just going to do it with my lips.
No, you're not. I know you better than that.
Well, you're going to need me. You might cramp up tonight.
No.
Understand? Oh, clip.
Was taped before a studio audience.